My dear Amanda, the worst betrayals always come from the ones we trust the most. If I'm at all culpable for what happened to us, it's because I gave away my trust too easily.
It's a good age. Not a worry in the world.
Well, she's growing up without a mom. It's a worry.
And last I checked, you were working on a plan to change that with Victoria.
So what's going on, Bill?
I'm in trouble, David. You remember the Greenville merger?
Yeah, you made a killing on that.
I had a mole on the board of directors.
Oh my God, Bill. Tell me you're joking.
I knew that merger was coming.
The SEC gets a hold of this, you're going to jail, Bill.
Grayson Security seized my database this morning. Frank called me. Grayson wants to cut a deal.
What kind of deal?
Any kind of deal he wants. Grayson's holding all the cards.
You and David Clark worked closely together. Did you consider yourself friends?
I thought we were, yes.
And when did that change?
When I discovered that he'd been using inside information to make illegal trades. After I turned him in, I found out he'd been laundering money as well.
And what was the name of the organization you believe David Clark was laundering money for?
Americon Initiative.
The same Americon Initiative that claimed the responsibility of blowing up Flight 197 last summer.
Yes.
Emily?
Yes, it is.
Emily, this is Victoria Grayson. I took a chance and dialed the number I had for Lydia's old landline.
And I hope I haven't disturbed you.
No, not at all.
I wanted to invite you over to the house tomorrow for tea. Is that something you think you might be able to do?
Yes, that sounds lovely.
Good.
I think it's time you and I get to know each other a little bit better.
I'm looking forward to it.
Till then.